to our main talking point of the morning, because I just want to remind you again, our opening Proteas batsman, Dean Alger, this week appointed as the new test captain of the South African cricket team. He replaces Quinton de Kock, who was stand-in captain for the Proteas' most recent series. Now, de Kock had a slump in form while captaining the test team, and he will also no longer captain the ODI or the T20 teams. That falls to Lion skipper Themba Bavuma. He's the new national captain for white ball cricket. Meanwhile, this appointment was received with mixed emotions across the country. To talk to us about this, some more analysis, we're joined on the line by a man who's no stranger to the show, Lunga Kupiso. Good morning and welcome to the Weekend View once more.
Hello, Udo. Good morning to the listener.
Good to have you on so early. First of all, let's just look at the logic behind why Dean for the test team and why Themba for the shorter formats, when Temba's experience at international level has come mainly at test cricket and not in ODIs and T20s. In fact, we had a series just the other day where against Pakistan where Themba didn't have any involvement as a batsman.
I think the appointment of the captains in general is a decision that should have been made from the onset. And if you rewind the clock to a time when Faf was stepping down and all the interviews were done, one journalist put it to Dean Alger about the issue of captaincy and his interest. And he certainly said, listen, if the opportunity is provided, it is a role that I would cherish. If you look at Themba Bavuma as a captain, as a leader, he was at one stage a vice captain to Faf du Plessis. And you look at his domestic experience as well, or domestic career, and you will note that he has been the captain of the Lions in red ball cricket, in white ball cricket, and he was second to Stephen Cook when Stephen Cook was the leader of the Lions. So really the appointment of the Proteas captain, Mark Boucher had access to leaders who have the ability to lead a cricket side from the onset when first stood down. Whether Mark Boucher recognized the two individuals as genuine leaders who he can trust in the Proteas is a different question that, of course, only he can answer. But certainly the results, certainly the performance, and the way that Quinton has led over the last 2.5 months or the period that he has led, or the series that he has led, has shown that captaincy is not something that he enjoys. Captaincy is not something that he wants. And it has sort of forced the hand of Mark Boucher to recognize that in this current Proteas side, in the setup, there isn't anyone who can lead. There isn't anyone who has the experience at international and domestic to lead the current crop of players, but for Themba and for Dean Alger. Now, in many instances, you will see international teams appointing one captain across all formats. And that's something that has worked for the Proteas in previous captains that they've appointed. Other international sides will appoint different leaders for different formats of the game, and white ball cricket being the 50-over format, as well as the T20. And then they'll appoint a test captain. I don't know if that works for all international sides unless there's different squads, and you can sort of see why Boucher would go that direction, because our white ball cricket squad is pretty much 70% different from our test squad, except for those instances where there's a balance to be kept, in the sense that they'll take a core group of players who are part of the test team to form part of the DNA of the limited overs squad as well.
Sorry to interrupt there, but let me put it this way. I see Themba Bavuma as a really good limited overs player. In the past, he's been overlooked for a berth in the shorter formats.
Yeah.
This decision now kind of foists him onto the ODI and the T20 side, with World Cups looming around the corner.
It forces him to be seen as a white ball cricketer. It also forces the hand of Mark Boucher to recognize Themba as a white ball cricketer, which is something that, as you rightfully say, and recognize that he was overlooked for so long. Now, it puts questions as well as to whether or not Mark Boucher recognizes Themba as a test specialist, or is that playing sport in question in the sense that if he's not part of the leadership group of the test side, he is not necessarily guaranteed his spot in the test side. Now, no player is guaranteed a spot in any of the teams in any country, but one would expect that a captain of the side, even if he's struggling in form, he will always be the first name on the books. Now, Temba is one of those players who has been consistent for the Proteas in Test cricket, despite what the naysayers will say. He has been one of those players who has been putting on performances, fighting for the side, just like Dean Elgar, let it be noted. But now this appointment sort of, you know, puts his place in the side in a bit of jeopardy, but also it's a great, I would say, encouragement for the country, for Temba himself to say, listen, we recognize that you've got incredible talent in white ball cricket. The World Cup is around the corner. You've done well with the Lions with white ball cricket. You've won the One Day Cup. You've won the T20 series multiple times. Show us what you can do with the international side as well. So it's not all doom and gloom.
Cricket analyst Luga Kupiso, thank you very much for your time here on The Weekend View.